This audio recording is a ministry of the Church of the Incarnation, a parish of the Personal Ordinariate of the Chair of St. Peter in the Catholic Church. We thank you for listening, and we invite you to visit us either in person in Orlando, Florida, or on the web at www.theparish.org. The following sermon was preached on Wednesday, March 5th, Ash Wednesday, by Father William Doc Holliday.
Even now return to me with all your heart. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Those words from the prophet from the Old Testament, even now return to me with all your heart, manifest the patience that our Lord Jesus Christ has with us throughout the history of the Old Testament and throughout the history of the New Testament, even given our own day and the sacraments that our Lord has given us. It's glorious to see that he just, in a pattern, forgives. A pattern he forgives. He forgives, he forgives, because he always has to forgive, because we continue to fall short. He always gives us these seasons where he says, even now, return to me with all your heart. That is what Lent is for. Now, you get enough homilies during Lent to tell you how and some of the nuances of Lent and everything. I kind of want to focus tonight on the first day of Lent about the whys of Lent. Just briefly, why do we do this? The first thing I would submit to you, what is Lent? It's a time when we should be depriving ourselves of things that make us comfortable. The ordinary things in life, particularly in our society, where our wants far exceed our needs, but God understands within us that when we have a lot, it clouds our vision of the things that we need. We think we have what we want, what we have. When we say we have what we want, when we're comfortable, we're in the comfy zone, then we don't have a tendency to look to God. We become self-reliant. Lent is for a little portion of the year, just a little portion of the year, when we give up things that make us comfortable. And, you know, I've said a couple times in the 3 weeks prior to Lent that I don't know where it came about that Lent became some kind of a dietary exercise. You know, that it's not for that. That's a big part of it, and I hope you gave up something and all that good stuff. But I mean, some of the stuff, you know, oh, I gave up Coke, so I drink Diet Coke. You know, things like that. That's not what this is about. It's not about your diet. Again, that's a big part of it, but it's not all of it. It's much more multifaceted than that. He wants us to give up things, other things. He wants us, in the gospel today, he talks about three of what you could refer to as pillars of our faith. Fasting, almsgiving, and prayer. All those three things, at least, ought to be part of your Lenten disciplines. You ought to pray more. A lady called me yesterday. I thought it was pretty neat. She called me up and said, hey, one of my Lenten exercises is praying for a particular family throughout every day of Lent. And your family's on my list. I said, that's cool. I like that. And she's doing other things, but that is really neat. We should jack up our prayer lives during Lent. Pray that, you know, you don't pray the rosary, try. It's easy. You learn. You know, learn other prayers. I want to memorize this particular prayer. Get a prayer book and memorize it. That's part of Lent. Because when you start doing things like that, they become habits. And that's a good habit to have. So the fasting part, everybody knows that one. The praying part. Almsgiving. You know, oh yeah, I occasionally give to this, occasionally give to that, occasionally. Well, this is a time when don't do the occasionals. Step out. Make yourself a little bit uncomfortable. You know, I don't care where it is. Give where you don't normally give. Give more than you normally give. Because that's what Lent is about. It is about depriving ourselves. And again, I say that in our society, that is a good thing. It's kind of unfortunate. Lent only comes once a year and is only as long as it is. Because we would be much better off for it if we didn't. So that's one of the whys. Why, you know, why do we do Lent? because it clears our mind to the things that we need, specifically our Lord Jesus Christ. You don't pay attention to our Lord when things are going good in your life. But people all the time, why did this bad thing happen to this person? Why did this bad thing happen to me? You know, God does things like that because, again, when everything's going well, we just don't pray a lot. We take things for granted. We take each other for granted. We take the things in this life for granted. We ought not. We're not supposed to take things for granted because it clouds the things that we have, cloud our vision to what we truly need, our Lord Jesus Christ. The other reason for Lent is because we are ambassadors for Christ, as we heard in St. Paul's epistle today. We are ambassadors for Christ. If you understand what an ambassador is, that's something that's very important when we think about being ambassadors for Christ. For instance, down here on Colonial Drive, 3-4 miles away, there's the Haitian consulate. You know when you walk in those doors, you know where you are? You're in Haiti. It's their soil. The laws of this nation do not apply in there. If somebody's carrying a diplomatic passport, they can't be arrested. Can't be arrested. Can't be charged with a crime. It doesn't matter what it is. They can kill somebody, and guess what? They just get scurried off. They get, they get held, and they call somebody from their embassy, and then they can be expelled from the country, but they cannot be criminally charged. Because why? Because embassies, ambassadors, they are part of that country. That's how the world looks at embassy. We are that for our Lord Jesus Christ. You directly and explicitly show forth His glory in this world. You're ambassadors of Christ. The most horrible thing that anybody ever should say to you is look at you and go, I didn't know you were a Christian. That should cut your legs right out from under you. That should make you feel horrible. It shouldn't be like that. They should always know that we're Christians. Interesting day, Ash Wednesday, too. It's the only day of the year, when you walk down the street, and if the priest did it right, they can look at you and say, that's a Christian. Particularly, that's a Catholic. Ash Wednesday is a really unique thing. I did a mass at Nemours Children's Hospital today. There's 30 seats in there. There were over 50 people that were standing in there. And some of the people that were there are the chaplains who are there, who are the farthest things from Catholics that you ever want. And they came in and they wanted ashes. People just like stuff in our society, I guess. You give them something and they'll come, even if it's putting ashes on their head. But it's important for them, even as non-Catholics, to walk around and have a cross on their head. Praise God. Okay? It's excellent. That's what Ash Wednesday is about. We show forth the glory of Christ. We show who we are, obviously, for one day. But it should be more than that for you. They should just know. They should know by the way you live your life, because it's important. Because we are His ambassadors. And the last thing I'll tell you about Lent, one of the whys, is because our Lord Jesus Christ says that you will do these things. I have talked to people before. Well, that's a pretty neat Lent thing that you guys have, but we don't fast at our church, or we don't do this. I just read the gospel. I don't remember one time reading if you fast, or if you pray, or if you give alms. It's always when. It is just a given for our Lord Jesus Christ to know that you will do such things. It's an imperative. You're commanded to do it. And this is just one of the small times of the year when we can really emphasize it in our life. We ought to be doing it all the time, but this is where we drive it home. This is a newness time. This is, hey, if you know, we're kind of lukewarm in your faith before this, I've been a Christian for 30 years, I've really never got into it. We'll get into it now. That's what Lent's about. That's what it's for. It's an imperative. Our Lord Jesus wants us to do that. And I think the bottom line is really, really cool to think about. It's every time he talks about all those pillars of the faith, praying, almsgiving, and fasting, you know what he says he will do for us for doing that? He will reward us. He will reward us for doing that. That ruffles a lot of feathers to people, these grace alone folks. It's nothing about works. That's not what Jesus says right here. He says when you do these works, you will be rewarded. Not that we're not rewarded by his cross, death, and passion, and our salvation. but He will reward us. You really do well with these things, He will reward you a whole lot. If you do them to a lesser extent, probably going to get a lesser reward. That's not my words. They're the words of Lord Jesus. He will reward you. Your Father who is in secret will reward you. So, be ambassadors of Christ. Have your mind clear. Don't focus on the things that you have, or even the things that you're giving up, but focus on the thing that you need, our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.